Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is the Jay Cardiello Show. Get off the scale. Here's Jay.
That's how I'm going to turn on this next segment. I am bringing in one of the top strength and conditioning specialists in the world who has trained and improved the games of so many professional golfers. He's going to help you, too, if you want to take up golf today or just getting ready for the weekend. Joining me today is celebrity strength and conditioning coach Don Saladino. Don, how are you today?
Jay, thanks so much. Doing great. Thank you for having me on. It's a total honor. Really appreciate it.
Don, I've been to your gym, Drive 485, so many times, and every time I go into that gym, I am amazed by the amount of professional and amateur golfers that I see. It's almost like a New York City restaurant. They're lining up just to get your tutelage. So, Don, one of the big things that a lot of people have questions for is, how do I improve my game, and is the routine necessary in the gym to be a better golfer?
Oh, absolutely. And you want to know it, about 25, 30 years ago, I mean, Tiger Woods has been on tour already for, you know, 20 plus years. So before, Tiger was the one who pretty much revolutionized this for us. And before that, I mean, golf wasn't necessarily a game that was affiliated with strength and conditioning. And what these athletes are realizing that to compete, they've got to be, you know, bigger, faster, stronger. But even more importantly, from an injury standpoint, because, you know, how many professional golfers are there out there? It's not many. And the average golfer out there isn't making a living while doing it. And his or her main focus is just to go out, have fun, swing a club well, and shoot the best score possible. And what they're realizing now is that through strength and conditioning and through doing the right exercises, they're able to pretty much keep those golf muscles warm all year long. And they're able to take some time off from swinging a club and coming back while improving without even practicing. So it's been pretty incredible to see the entire process.
It's amazing. Now, for many of the listeners, they don't know what strength and conditioning is. They say, oh, is that kind of exercise? Mm-hmm. And speaking of exercise, where does one start? If I'm an amateur, maybe I play every weekend or once a month, where do I start and how do I improve my fitness off the links?
And you know, it's a great question, because you got to see what you have access to first. I mean, if you have access to a strength coach, you know, go into that strength coach and go for a specific screening and have him or her put you on a program. Now, most people don't have access to this, so there's certain websites out there now that have really credible golf fitness, you know, strength coaches who are, you know, pretty much offering specific DVDs, specific programs that are a little bit more generic, but they're really good and they're fantastic just to get someone off the couch, get them doing things that they've never really been used to doing. So, you know, there's two different ways of approaching it.
Now, does it bother you that people say, oh, to get in shape for golf, I just got to play more golf? Does that bother
you? Know what?
And
it's funny that you're bringing that up. I mean, I was just having this conversation a few minutes ago. But yes, you know, it bothers me that, you know, people aren't doing it. It also bothers me that people just aren't exercising in general, because you know better than anyone, you know, you being one of the best in the business. I mean, that, you know, being in shape, you know, it doesn't require a lot. And I think that's the battle, is that most people think out there that, you know, you've got to spend hours and hours in the gym, when the reality is that if you just were able to do 20 minutes a day, you know, 5 days a week, you're going to see a big improvement. I know sure as heck you're going to see it with the golf muscle. So, you don't need much. And that's something that I think we all as professionals have to do a really good job of, instilling in most of these people out there, because they just have the wrong impression of what's being required.
Sure. Now, you had mentioned golf muscles. Is it that these people, like say as a female golfer, is she getting on a bench press, or is she doing balance or stretching or flexibility? What exactly improves your golf game and, as you mentioned, golf muscles?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's another great question, but they, I mean, starting with the female, most of the women that we see who come in, they're pretty much too flexible. So flexibility isn't something that we have to focus too much on. Mobility, on the other hand, we categorize a little bit differently as flexibility, because mobility is having the strength to be able to move from stretch to stretch, movement to movement. Flexibility to us is more of just being able to get into that position. Most women, what we have to do with them is we have to develop more power and more strength. Most men, yes, we have to develop more flexibility and more mobility. So, you know, it really depends on the individual. It depends on whether it's a male or female. but we can find out so much from just looking at their golf swing, and we can find out so much from just looking at a simple functional movement screening.
So would you say people just who are not used to exercising, except maybe on the golf course, they can get up and go for a walk or go for a run or maybe even stand on one leg on a cushion just to improve their balance? Would that help their game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just taking someone who's sedentary and just getting them moving. I mean, you take someone who's not used to exercising, you tell them now they have to walk 18 holes. I mean, that's close to 5 miles. I mean, you know, they're walking on undulation. You know, there's change of terrain. I mean, that's going to help out a lot. And I think it's pretty simple. I mean, even something like standing on one leg. Wow. I mean, this is just, it's like a lost art almost. It's something so simple. We need no equipment to do. But if you spend, you know, 15, 20 seconds a day standing on each leg, you're going to see an improvement on that. It's going to carry over to your life. It's going to carry over to your golf swing. So that's really what it comes down to me is it's not the fancy exercises. It's just kind of reestablishing these simple movements that we once did as children and we kind of forgot to do throughout the years.
Now, Don, I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to start standing him on one leg, and I'm going to come see you. And if my golf game does not get better, we're going to have a talk.
I love it.
Now, Don, people don't realize nutrition is part of fitness. How important? Because these are athletes. People forget golf is not just some leisure thing that you go and kill a few hours. It's an actual sport. It's very rigorous.
How important
is refueling and nutrition, even to the amateur golfer or the weekend person who's going out there and just playing a round or two on Saturday or Sunday?
Jay, it's incredibly important. I mean, to me, if you ask me to categorize, am I taking nutrition and the recovery aspect over the training aspect? I am. I think nutrition and recovery, when it comes down to rest and eating properly, these are the things that I feel a golfer or an athlete or just an everyday person has to focus on. I think also getting into a little bit of the issue is that a lot of people out there think that exercise is going to fix everything. And the reality is if we just improve sleep quality and we just clean up the quality of foods being consumed, it's really that simple. So yes, the amateur, they need to start focusing on that. But most of the time they don't realize, what it's like to actually feel awesome every day when they wake up. So they kind of fall into that pit of, you know, I feel fine. And the next thing you know, they're never able to actually tap into their potential. Where it gets interesting for me is when I'm working with a tour player and I make little adjustments on the course. I've been doing it a lot with Morgan Hoffman, who's been playing great this year. I've been doing it with, you know, one of the journeymen, Len Matisse, who we're kind of making a little bit of a comeback right now, and we completely changed Lenny's nutrition. And within 24 hours, I mean, he's out there. He's like, my energy's better. My head's better. Mentally, I'm going out, and I feel great. I feel stronger. So golf's such a mental game. If we can do little things like that to just improve, you know, the mental aspect, but the physical aspect as well, I mean, why not do it?
Yeah, you had mentioned the mental aspect, and I'm very big into water and water consumption. Proper hydration must be very important, especially being out there on a hot day. Is it more so important than if a person's going for a run? I mean, you're out there for 3, 4, 5 hours, probably 6 hours if I'm playing. But how important is it for a golfer to stay hydrated?
You don't realize it. I mean, people, you know, you're out there walking and you're just getting into this dehydrated state pretty quickly. Now, I don't know what, you know, is it more important than a runner? I think it's all important. So what I normally tell my players to do is I tell them every hole, I want them to take two big swigs of water. Just take two gulps of water every hole. And throughout the round, that should be good. But that shows how much you're out on the course for 4 to 5 hours and you're losing minerals. I mean, another little trick is I'll have them put a pinch of like Celtic sea salt or pink Himalayan salt into their water because, you know, it's got trace minerals in it. And it helps them almost rehydrate pretty quickly. So little things that we do out on the course to kind of keep them in that state. And as you know, I mean, as soon as you're dehydrated, it's almost too late.
Sure. Now, Don, real quickly, about 5 seconds, where can people find out more about you?
You can go to donsaladino.com or my Instagram's donsaladino, and those are two quick, easy ways to see what I'm doing.
All right, Don, thank you so much for joining me. To learn more about how to improve your golf game, you can always go to my radio show page at radiomd.com. Until next time, I'm Jake Cardiello, helping you get off the scale right here on Radio MD. Stay well.